I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Well, podcast announcement starts now.
That's right.
Tour announcement starts now. Wow.
We had to scramble to get on a Zoom call in the middle of the day on a Wednesday because, boy, do we have an announcement for you.
We, as a podcast, are going on tour, in a tour that George wants to call global, whereas I would like to call mostly North American.
I will say we are already being dragged, raked through the coals by everyone who lives in Toronto. They are begging for us to come.
Yeah.
Toronto's Toronto might be like our number one city. And I am now, I'm very bullish on getting them on the next tour. I'll say that. But sadly for now, they are not, unless the cities we are visiting.
Yeah. Which is too bad because actually I think there's this guy on Instagram that I'm obsessed with that.
In Toronto?
Yeah.
Well, then let's go. Oh, you didn't tell me there was a guy on Instagram you were obsessed with in Toronto.
Yeah. And I actually think we'd be friends. Yeah. So.
Well, we'll get to meet him when we go to the Toronto International Film Festival, when we finally premiere Straighter Lab, the film.
But despite skipping Toronto, we are going to 10 places.
That's right. We are going to 10 places. We are going to Montreal first, which is a bit, which has not been fully confirmed yet, which is why we don't have a link yet. But we will be there most likely July 27th.
And then for
the Just for Laughs Festival. And then everything else is good to go, Howney. So we are doing Boston, Philly, DC, Minneapolis, Chicago, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, and Los Angeles.
Which I think going on tour is funny for us because so many cities we've just like shit talked. Like the way that we've shit talked Boston so much in our podcast.
Okay, but
now
Boston.
Go there with our tail between our legs and say, now like us, please. People are going to riot. People are going to be upset.
You know, but Boston is a part of my origin story that has, I think, in fact, Boston is a very important city for our podcast. And like, I think, you know, it's sort of like you roast the ones you love. That's how I feel about Boston. I had some of the best years of my life in Boston, despite how I feel about their cuisine.
Wow. Well, if you live in any of these cities, please share. We are but lowly, lowly podcasters with a dream of doing our art for you. Please share. Please come. It is overdue that we are doing this. I am excited.
I know. I'm really excited. That's why we're having a difficult time coming up with words to describe it because we're like, wait, didn't we already go on tour? Spiritually, we did.
Spiritually, we did. We've always been in Boston. We've always been in DC. We've always been in Philly in our souls.
And by the way, I've never been to quite a few of these places. I've never been to Minneapolis, Chicago, or Seattle, believe it or not.
I've never been to Seattle or Portland.
Well, Portland is a huge slay. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing. Portland, actually, I have quite a robust group of friends and acquaintances who are going to show up. So that one I'm not worried about. Do you know what I am worried about? Seattle. If yeah. you live in Seattle, if you are one of the three Straight Your Lab listeners who lives in Seattle, you need to text every single group chat you are on. You need to text your chosen family and your biological family.
And your work family.
Work family. You need to get underage nephews and nieces in there. We are happy to keep it G-rated, but we need to sell tickets. I would say the two, if I'm being candid right now.
I love honesty, looking at this, transparency.
I'm looking at these cities, okay? Boston, I think, I don't want to be overly confident, but I'm saying Boston, you know, of course they claim me as one of their own. That's where I came up. That's where I cut my teeth. I think Boston is going to be Straight Your Lab City. I'm not worried. Philly, I am so confident about. I've had such good shows every time I've done Philly. The last out-of-town show I did before the pandemic was Philly at the RIP at the Good Good Theater. It was
miss it.
It's so good. I love doing Philly.
Philly's my second home, despite having only been there four times.
Exactly.
I always feel like I live there when I go there.
Yes. DC, I'm feeling confident about.
DC, my sister lives there. Needless to say, it'll be packed.
And by the way, DC, a city full of gay guys.
Gay guys love it there.
Gay guys love it there. Judging from our live shows, I would say our audience actually is fewer gay guys than you would think.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, our audience is sort of oftentimes sophisticated women and queers that appreciate the archetype of the gay guy, but are not gay guys themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they appreciate the, you know, the way that we're examining the gay guy and yeah, the gay guy experience.
Exactly. And so that's a very generous read, and it's correct. Now, Minneapolis, here's another city where I pause. Not because, by the way, not because I am so excited to go there. Genuinely, I have sort of always romanticized the Midwest because I've literally only been once. The one time I went to Ann Arbor, Michigan, and I loved it.
Hmm.
But Minneapolis, I'm excited to go. I've heard really good things. I've heard it actually has a really thriving sort of LGBTQ scene.
Also, Minneapolis, I have my aunt and uncle there.
You have your aunt and uncle there.
And so even that's two seats right cousins. There. So okay. That's like, and that's both multiple. Those cousins have like romantic partners. It could actually be packed out. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so
we'll tell
seven
them,
people. Like,
tell them to not get greedy. Tell them to not get greedy. We don't want it to be all your family.
And I actually even thought of an opening riff already for the Minneapolis.
Oh my
show.
God.
Yeah. It's, I actually think I should do it now because I can't do it at the show because it's I've thought about it for too long. Imagine this. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
We go, we open, we walk onto the stage in Minneapolis and I say, you know, it's funny. The last time I was here was for my grandma's funeral. And which is true, but it just breaks my heart that my grandma never got to see me do gay live podcasting in her very city.
Now that's good. Now that's good.
And it would have eaten. But I'm
and
saying
guess
it
what?
Now.
You're saying it, but also you're probably going to say it again at the show if we're going to be honest with ourselves. And I think people will still laugh.
Okay.
But my only thing is Minneapolis to me after Seattle is the one I'm second most worried about. So this is my call to action. Minneapolis listeners, please tell. And Minneapolis area listeners.
St. Paul, even.
St. Paul, Twin Cities.
The Twin Cities.
If you're any, by the way, Twin Cities, sort of such a queer concept.
Mm-hmm.
Twin Cities?
Yeah.
What is this, Dead Ringer starring Rachel Weisz?
Damn, you are really up on your films.
I gotta say, I started out when we got on the Zoom, I was like, I cannot string together a sentence. And you know what's inspiring me? Looking at this list of cities and imagining ourselves in each one.
This is a fantasy tour.
It's a fantasy tour. So to sum up, Minneapolis, I'm so excited about it. Little bit worried.
Yeah.
About ticket sales. So you gotta really Everyone has to really rally. Moving on to Chicago, thoughts?
Needless to say, this will sell out. This
Chicago
will...
to me, I'm like, this will, even though I've never been, it will feel like a homecoming.
It'll feel like New York. I'm so excited for Chicago because as anyone, Chicago is my Boston. That's where I'd say cut my teeth in a gay sense. That's where I started being gay and going to gay bars and being gay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm so excited to go back and sort of remember what it was like to be 21 and insane.
And I'm really excited. I really have always felt like I would do really well in Chicago. By the way, setting of my big fat Greek wedding, huge Greek population.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm going to also just like such a classic American city. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I'm in Chicago, I'm like, I'm in an 80s movie and I'm happy about it.
I really could not be more excited for Seattle. I'm going to do it all. I'm going to take in all the sights and sounds. I'm going to go to the Bean.
Seattle.
Chicago. Chicago, I'm going to take in the sights and sounds. I'm going to go to the Bean and I'm going to have deep dish pizza. And my expectations, if anything, are too high. I'm like, people are going to take us under their wing and take us to like three different gay bars after the show.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
I'm so excited. It's going to be so fun.
So that's Chicago. Now, Seattle, again, a city I have so much respect for. Genuinely. I am scared about ticket sales.
Seattle to me is like a guy reading a book on the train, the city. That's what Seattle is to me.
Seattle, you know, it's unfair to the city of Seattle because it's so defined by the companies that are based there.
That's true.
Nike, Amazon, right?
I was going to say Starbucks.
Starbucks. Okay, listen. Amazon, Microsoft, Starbucks. And Nike, I think. No, is Nike Portland?
I don't know.
I understand that this doesn't matter. No, Nike is Oregon. So please, please forgive me. Nike is Oregon. But the point is Seattle, you know, it's tough. It's also associated with the counterculture because of Nirvana and grunge and all that stuff. So that tension between the corporate overlords of the city and the DIY past, I think, is really fascinating to me.
Well, that's very Northwest. That's also very Northwest. San Francisco. You know?
Very San Francisco. I do think potentially, yeah, I'll go on a hike when I'm in Seattle. Why not?
Oh, my God.
I'll go on. And guess what? Coffee? Beantown, they call it.
Yeah. Seattle's going to be a sleigh. Portland's going to be... And then Portland.
I mean, Portland... By the way, I feel like we're not being excited about enough. I am very excited about Seattle, but I'm like, you know, we see comments on our Instagram, and whatever, and it's always like, oh, come to this city, come to this city. I'm like, I'm worried, not enough, you know, like where are the Seattle glamour girls? But I have a feeling that they're going to turn out.
I think so as well.
But to your point about Portland, I'm all in.
I can't wait.
One of my best friends, Helen, lives there. People might remember her from when I posted her. The couch from the Harry Styles cover that she made.
Oh, sure.
The furniture
sure.
designer. She told me she already has 6 people lined up to go to that show.
Wow.
So all I'm saying is pre-sale code is LAB2023 and use it soon because that one is going to sell out.
Yeah. And my friend Richard lives there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's 8 seats.
So that's
filled.
8 seats. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Portland, I have always... I would say, you know, we're not going to Austin on this tour, but I would say the two cities I've had the most, 3 cities I've had the best time doing stand-up, Austin, Philly, Portland.
Wow.
That's my very limited experience. You know, I'm not Dane Cook. I don't tour very regularly, but those are the 3 cities I've had the best times.
Hmm. Well, I can't wait. I'm like, what? And then San Francisco?
San Francisco. Now that I'm excited about.
That's also a homecoming for you.
That is a true homecoming for me.
Every American city is a homecoming for George.
Well, the two that are real homecomings are San Francisco and Boston, because those are the, other than New York, those are the two places I've lived as an adult.
Yeah.
San Francisco, I mean, I live in the Bay Area for a full 6 years. I am like maybe going to stay there for a few extra days and really catch up with friends. And also Cobb's Comedy Club, which we're doing in San Francisco. I remember when I lived there before I started comedy, I was like, wow, that's where comedians go and perform. So, you know, if I start tearing up, that's why.
I can't wait.
And you like San Francisco. You liked it last time you went.
I did like it. I like It is a properly like horny city, which I do appreciate. Sorry to be one note all the time.
Wow.
But it's like they really it's a very like sex forward place in a way that I find kind of refreshing.
Interesting.
You disagree?
I mean, I get it, but it's also everyone does still work in everyone still does work for Amazon.
No, they do. And I mean, that's the part I dislike. Obviously, no hot takes here, is that it's like the tech corporate world, but when you get past that, the gay world there's fun.
Also, it's been complete. I mean, I don't even know what San Francisco is like right now. It's been completely transformed during like the pandemic and people moving to wherever the hell tech people are moving. So maybe now San Francisco is all vomit artists.
It's back.
San Francisco's back, and so are we.
And so are we.
And then, of course, Los Angeles. I mean, what is there to say?
Well, Hollywood.
Hollywood.
You know, that's sort of our bread. It's in a way, that's a homecoming because we both belong on.
Yeah, I assume that is already sold out. I'm not going to check. I assume that's already sold out. And if you didn't get tickets, I'm so sorry. We're never coming again.
Yeah, we're not putting you on the list. Sorry, sweetie. No, please come. Oh, my God. If you live even within 45 to an hour and a half of any of these venues, mm-hmm. I need you there, and I need you with not only a plus one, but a plus two.
We're really not, please spread this, bring your friends. We are, you know, this is the first time we're doing this. So we genuinely have no idea what it'll be like. I am sort of cautiously optimistic. I'm like, well, first of all, I'm so excited just to travel around and to meet listeners that, you know, have not been able to come to our New York shows, but I genuinely have no idea what to expect. I'm like, what if in certain places it's like someone just Googled comedy night and found this and has no idea what the podcast is and is like confused and offended?
Well, that I would love, actually. That would be kind of funny.
Yeah. To be clear, that's the dream. What if people come with their kids? What if people riot?
What if,
I mean, you know, you simply never know.
What if we fall in love with the Seattle vibe and mm-hmm. both give up all of our dreams and decide to open a little coffee shop there?
I mean, I gotta say, I think that both of us are gonna sort of find in Seattle, maybe find like one coffee shop or brunch place and be obsessed with it, and then be like, oh, I can't wait to go back to Charlie's.
Yeah. And it'll be like, oh, and like literally like a decade from when we go, like people will still be like, oh, I'm going to Seattle. And we'll be like, oh my God, if you're going, you have to go to Charlie's.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, that closed like 4 years ago. And then you're like, oh, dang it.
Damn. I am so excited to do local material, like to fly into a city, then experience it for maybe like 8 hours. And then that night just be local joke, local joke, local joke.
People are going to eat it up.
I can't wait.
Oh my God. I love that. Oh my God. We're going to have so much airport humor. I've always wanted airport humor.
Oh my God. An airport humor. You know,
we actually kind of already do.
We have some airport humor. We're going to be doing a lot of traveling, which is sort of a part of this that I haven't really digested yet. I'm going to get a lot of Delta miles. We're getting the Delta miles. I also am excited about like, you know, touring life of being like, oh, where does this hotel have a gym?
I'm excited for does this hotel have a gym? I'm also excited to be like in my room and be like kind of moody and being like, damn, life on the road. Like I go up and I'm beloved by all these people. And then I go back to my hotel room and what's it all for?
Yeah.
I'm just all alone in Seattle.
Oh my God. But maybe they'll have some good movies on TCM or one of those movie channels. I'm going to watch Aaron Brockovich upwards of 6 times during this tour. Mark my words.
Mark my Marin.
I'm trying to think, like, I don't know what else. I'm like, oh, well, we should mention, and we'll mention this sort of in the show notes too, but we still don't fully understand how links and codes work. But from what we understand, it is currently artist pre-sale. Everything is on artist pre-sale, which means that from now until Friday, if you use our code, which is LAB2023, I think all caps LAB2023, if you use that code, you will be able to get advanced tickets.
Yeah.
And then starting Friday, it'll be available to everyone. But I would highly recommend, if you can, to get it before Friday because it's pre-sale.
I think that's informationally basically everything.
Yeah, that's basically everything. Also, sorry that Montreal and Seattle links are not up, but we promise they will be up soon.
Yeah. We're not perfect.
And I'm not perfect. And by the way, it's not our fault.
And let's start there.
We're not in charge of these venues. And we did our part, sweetie. We sent our little photos to put on their websites.
Yeah, and it was actually really hard finding our photos.
Yeah, totally.
Searching all emails.
And by the way, while we're here, let me just say one more time, you know, we're still collecting questions for Earnestness Bonanza.
True.
We're still collecting questions for Earnestness Bonanza.
So email us at StradioLab@gmail.com.
Email us at StradioLab@gmail.com by this upcoming Tuesday, aka whatever the 20, whatever it is next week. Yeah. And please come to my show at Littlefield on July 8th.
Yeah.
By the way, opener announcement, Brittany Carney and Mary Beth Brown are opening. Have not announced that anywhere else. So now you know it here.
Huge. So fun.
And also thank you to Michael Fales for making our poster.
Yes.
Mike has also made our beautiful cover art. And he did this with a turnaround time that is shorter than any of us would like to admit because we asked him too late.
Life is full of surprises and he is a real champ and very yeah. flexible.
Sorry. One more thing. I just want to say, you know, we are going to make an effort to wherever we can have local comedians on these shows.
Oh yeah.
Right. So yes. I think like we're gonna figure that out. We're gonna talk to our friends that live in other cities. We're gonna talk to our comedy community. But we really wanna wherever we can highlight local queer talent. So I think that'll be like also a really fun part of it.
Yeah.
I'm excited to meet comics from other cities.
It's gonna be I love that.
I know. I feel like we used to do that so much more. I would do like festivals and things like that. And now it's like, you know, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn this, Brooklyn that.
Please. Enough.
Enough. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's everything.
That's it. So go to linktree.com/StradioLab. That's where you will find tickets to everything.
Yeah.
Once again, except for Montreal and Seattle, which will be up soon. And honestly, please repost and retweet it. Please tell your friends. We are going to be in heavy promo mode.
Yeah. Expect photos. Expect Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
Expect going live.
Expect going live. Expect reels. Expect Instagram. And by the way, all this is happening like not too long from now. I mean, Montreal is truly in like a month.
That's actually crazy. We got to figure some stuff out.
And then the most of the cities start August 16th. So yeah, we are very grateful to everyone that has supported us. And we really hope this tour is a success.
Yeah. This tour will be a success.
Mark my marin, this tour will be a success. And guess what? Our livelihoods depend on it, sweetheart. Uh-huh. So
now we said it.
We would love it if everyone came through. All right.
Okay.
Well,
adieu.
Bye-bye.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros